A picture truly is worth a thousand words. And the image of Donald Trump, a bloody Donald Trump, standing tall, encompassed by Secret Service members, holding his fist in the air, is an impactful and vivid one. While only God can know a man's heart, we saw something real and unscripted there. His life threatened, and without full knowledge of what occurred or if it was over, he showed great courage. As we in God's church proceed through the end of this age, we too will be challenged and will need courage to endure. We need to ensure we are yielding to God for the courage instead of relying on our own human tendencies. For us, this cannot just be a man's bravery in the face of danger or in the face of a difficult situation. A good summary of what is needed by us is in the January 1981 Good News article entitled, "It Takes Courage to Be a True Christian." A courageous person, the quote is, "A courageous person does what God wants him to do, regardless of the consequences." Let's start turning over to Matthew chapter 26. As with many things in life, there are multiple ways regarding courage to miss the mark. You can be incredibly brave, or you could be timid and fearful. When faced with dangerous situations, when faced with troubles, those are the two options that a man would have, is to be, again, very brave or to be timid. For us, though, the courage must come from God. Otherwise, it will not benefit us. And we can see this contrast in the life of Peter. So in Matthew 26, let's read starting in verse 31. And again, this was just after the Passover service. Verse 31, "Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad." Continuing in verse 33, "Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Peter spoke with courage. He spoke strong. He was very determined as to what he would do and confident in it. Verse 34, "Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples." So again, here Peter is very confident in what he would do. He's very confident that he would not deny Jesus Christ. But then, of course, let's turn to verse 69 to see the rest of the story. Verse 69, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But Peter denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest." And again, another maid said something similar. And in verse 72, he denied again. And again he denied, with an oath, I do not know that man. And a third time, verse 74, "Then began Peter to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly." So Peter's words were those of courage. He was very courageous. He was very confident, again, in word only. But when it came to the time to where he was tested, he denied Jesus Christ, just as Jesus Christ prophesied and said would occur. Now let's see how this goes as we turn. Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 4. Denying Jesus Christ these three times was not the end of the story for Peter. After receiving the Holy Spirit, Peter displayed courage time and time again. Not because he figured out a way to work up the courage or because he practiced it or was determined to do it, but because he was converted after yielding to God and receiving the Holy Spirit. And again, you can see this a number of times in Acts 2, 3, and 4, where where he gets in front of people, large crowds, and he preaches with power and, again, with great courage. So Acts chapter 4, we'll start in verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came unto them, came upon them. And again, this includes Peter, who is speaking to the people. Verse 2, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day. And it was now eventide. So again, Peter and the others had been and taken and putting on hold, placed on hold. Let's go to verse 5. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? So again, here's an opportunity. He's asked a question. The pressure is on. He's in a dangerous or difficult situation because he was being held captive. And he's being questioned. So here's an opportunity again for Peter to deny Jesus Christ, to deny God's way. In verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. So again, speaking with great power, he not only preached the name of Jesus Christ, preached the fact that they were the ones responsible for his death and crucifixion. Verse 11, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, and there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter, and I'll stop there. So again, they saw this courage. They saw him speaking boldly. And it continues in verse 18. And they called them and commanded them. So again, these rulers, the government, commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge you. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And then it says in verse 21 that they breathed or set threatening words to them, but ultimately sent them on their way. So again, Peter was in a dangerous situation, but he acted with great courage. So he was tested, very similar to when Jesus Christ had said he would deny him. He did just that. But now he had spoke with great power and he had spoke with great courage. And he did not deny Jesus Christ. He did not deny the power of God. Instead, again, he displayed great courage without knowing the consequences. He accepted that there may be consequences. So now this is something that we could take inspiration in. It's something that we can look to as an example. And let's now turn to Joshua chapter 1. To give us a little bit more direction on how we can become more courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. In verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life as I was with Moses. So I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Again, a key to our courage that we're going to need in the coming years is God to be with us. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And as I mentioned earlier, in from that quote from the Good News, a courageous person does what God wants him to do. Well, how are we to know what God wants him to do? We study his word. We meditate on his law. And then we work diligently not to depart from it, as it says here, not to the right hand or to the left. So we must stay, clung to that truth. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So this is the path that we need to take. We need to be meditating on God's word, meditating on the law, keeping it in our mouth, and doing it constantly, day and night. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. We are living in the time of the end, the time of uncertain times and dangerous times. Let us ensure that we're yielding to God, and let us find that strength in him. Let him put that courage in us as we seek his ways and truly seek to yield to him.